Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the KeyBank Managers Show, the finale here with the Indians and Angels. Tribe looking for the sweep. And you've done something, Terry, we haven't seen a lot of this year, and that's finding ways to win games late. Rallied to win in the seventh inning on Friday night. Terrific game last night. Then you break it open in the eighth inning. Is this all part of that identity and personality that you've kind of talked about?
You know, Hammy, I'm not sure. I mean, I do know that the way this group has been playing never hurts. You know, I mean, the fact that Gomer hit a grand slam, I don't know. You know, again, if hitting a grand slam, I don't think all of a sudden means you're trying harder. You know, but I do think there's things that are happening to keep us in games so when somebody does get a hit, it's meaningful. I thought Lindor's at-bat was tremendous to find a way to get on base to start that inning. I mean, he's only faced Joe Smith once before, and you know Smitty's been through that a lot. And then we strung together hits to put ourselves in a position where, when somebody does hit a ball at Gomer, it's really meaningful.
You know, you watch a Francisco Lindor, and you're seeing now him not afraid to get to two strikes in an at bat, be able to spoil pitches, and then do what he did last night to start the rally. Terry, he just seems to have a presence maybe about him. Is that something you're born with? Is that what the special players have?
Well, I don't know, Hammy. I mean, again, he's only been here a couple months, but we're seeing a lot of things that we really like, and we're seeing some things that we want him to work on, which is okay. Again, as long as he acknowledges and you know, understands that, hey, I have things to clean up, we're good. It's actually been kind of fun. I mean, he's really enthusiastic, and he loves to listen, and so I think the good side is we got a really good player, and he's going to get better. And as he understands the league and what teams are trying to do and his knowledge of the game, that's when it's really going to get exciting.
Well, the one thing, too, that you're getting now, you're getting some length in your lineup. It's granted, you got three red-hot hitters at the top in Kipnis and Lindor and Brantley, but you're getting other guys now, and that's always been kind of the key to your clubs, isn't it?
It has to be. I mean, you can't give teams an inning off or a breather, you know, and like you say, with Kip, Lindor, and Brant right now, that's a nice combination. But when you get down 6, 7, 8, 9, you got to be able to have a threat or, you know, to make pitchers work. And Almonte, more often than not, has been really good. And, you know, Jose Ramirez, even though, you know, he's hitting 200, but since he's been back, he's been a better hitter. So there's been ways, you know, we can bunt, we can do some things. So, yeah, it's Lonnie's been doing really well since he's been back.
It just seems like a crazy year, doesn't it? At least in the American League, when you look around and you see what teams have gone through, whether it be good or bad.
You know, Hammy, we talked the other day that, you know, Mr. Selig wanted to have that other wild card. He's probably happy as can be because, you know, every single team in this is one good streak from being in the middle of it and one bad streak from being out of it. And like we talked about yesterday, keep playing until they make you go home. And then that's just the best way to do it.
Isn't it funny? You can get to this time of the year and you're like, oh, my Lord, when is this going to be over? You've got 5 weeks left in the season. It ends 5 weeks from today. It doesn't feel like that here. It just feels like, man, I wish this thing would go on a lot longer than 5 more weeks.
I agree with you. And I think for that feeling alone, I can't tell you how appreciative we are of what the players are doing, because there's nothing worse than getting towards September and just having it drag. And right now, I woke up this morning and I was kind of nervous, and that's a good feeling. And again, that's something that it hasn't been easy for us, and we got a lot of work ahead of us. But, you know, again, we, like I said, just keep playing until they make you go home.
Any update on Gavin Floyd, who pitched last night for Akron, and Chris Johnson, who, of course, has been out on rehab after that infection?
CJ had his 2 games on rehab, which was really good. He played first last night and he got a hit. He'll go with us to Toronto today. He'll not be active tomorrow. He'll take BP, work out, and then Tuesday he'll be active. Gavin pitched 2 2/3 through 47 pitches, ended up giving up some runs in the third inning. I think one kid took him deep twice, but he felt real good. So now he'll go with us also, and on the first he'll be activated. Not necessarily ready to pitch on the first. I think he'll probably be in the bullpen maybe maybe the next day. We'll make sure that we take care of this kid. He's been through a lot. But he'll be in our bullpen, and he'll give us some depth.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Angels on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.